The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
As Jesus was setting out on a journey, a man ran up, knelt down before him, and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus answered him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments: you shall not kill, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, you shall not defraud. Honor your father and your mother." He replied and said to him, "Teacher, all of these things I have observed from my youth." Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said to him, "You are lacking in one thing. Go, sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." At that statement, his face fell and he went away sad, for he had many possessions. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it is for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were amazed at his words. So Jesus again said to them in reply, "Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." They were exceedingly astonished and said among themselves, "Then who can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "For human beings it is impossible, but not for God. All things are possible for God." Peter began to say to him, "We have given up everything and followed you." Jesus said, "Amen, I say to you, there is no one who has given up house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or lands for my sake and for the sake of the gospel who will not receive 100 times more now in this present age, houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands, with persecutions and eternal life in the age to come." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
To prove to you I'm not a morning person, I forgot my sermon in the printer. It's not in here. So anyway, I'll wing it. Several hours ago, the Holy Father had a canonization ceremony in the St. Peter's Square, where he canonized 7 new saints. 2 of them, I'm sure most of you know. One was Pope Paul VI, who was the Pope in the late 60s into the mid 70s, and the other was Archbishop Oscar Romero of El Salvador. Some of you may remember him from a movie that came out in the, I think, late 80s or early 90s. And he is one of my personal heroes. Archbishop Oscar Romero was a voice for the poor of El Salvador, but he wasn't always that way. When he was a new priest, and as a seminarian from Rome, fresh from Rome, ordained a priest, and in his early years as a bishop, he did not always side with the poor. The country of El Salvador at his time was overrun with political unrest. Huh? There was a great divide between the rich and the poor. The rich were very rich and the poor were very poor. And Archbishop Oscar Romero, as a priest, as Father Romero, and then as Bishop Romero, and then I think into 2 weeks as Archbishop, he was always, not always, but he sided more with the rich with regards to the struggles going on in the country. Or he was complacent and remained quiet. And he was elected bishop because those who picked him thought he was just going to be, you know, a complacent player in the game. Up until a friend of his from the seminary, Father Rutilio Grande, was murdered, martyred. He is now Blessed Rutilio Grande. And so the evening before the funeral of Rutilio Grande and the driver and a young boy who was killed together with him, Archbishop Romero went to that place where they were keeping vigil with the bodies, and he spent the night there keeping vigil with the people. And that night changed him sins. No, he was changed from that moment on. He sided with the poor. He became the microphone for the poor and the oppressed and for those who were being persecuted because of the political situation in El Salvador. And so here we take from the very complacent priest and bishop to somebody who undergoes his conversion and sides with the poor. And in this book that I've been reading, I like stories. And so this book is it's called Monsignor Romero, Memories in Mosaic, and it's by Maria Lopez Vigil, however you want to say it. And it's a collection, it's his biography, but it's his life is told through eyewitness accounts, through stories. And I would recommend it if you want to know more about him. But in here, there's a story from a priest who was in Rome with him when he was archbishop. And as they were walking along the street in front of St. Peter's, the Via della Conciliazione, this priest, Father Jerez, asked Archbishop Romero, "Archbishop, why this change in you? I noticed that you've changed. Why? Why? What's going on?" Because he saw that the archbishop was now siding with the poor and all that. And Archbishop Romero responds to him by saying, "You know, all my life, I came from a poor family, from a poor farming family. And then I left my family, entered the seminary, went to Rome and stuck my nose in books. And all I did was study, study, study. And then I came back from Rome, was ordained a priest, and there I was stuck with he got involved with an elitist group in the church, and then he was just sheltered. He lived a very sheltered life. And the phrase that Romero uses is this, "And I started to forget about where I came from, that poor family on that farm. I started to forget where I came from." But then he says, then he became a bishop, and then he was buried under paperwork, then he was sent to be an auxiliary bishop in San Salvador, and so on and so forth. And so he continues his career up until he says, "You know how much I admired Father Rutilio Grande? When I saw him dead, I thought, if they killed him for what he was doing, it's my job to go down that same road. So yes, I changed, but I also came back home again." He started to forget where he came from. Why? Because he was climbing the ranks. He was priest, bishop, later archbishop. You know, he had his position of power. He had his position of comfort. Not that he lived a very comfortable lifestyle. He was a very simple man. In fact, if you go to El Salvador today, you can visit the room where he was staying, and there's nothing there but a dresser, a bed, and very simple. But he started to forget where he came from. How often do we forget where we came from? How often we forget where we are going to because of the things that we have, the things that we need to protect, our positions, our status, our comfort. And it's the same thing with the rich young man in the gospel today. He forgot where he came from because nobody's born rich. Even if you come from a rich family, we're all born with nothing. And so Jesus in the gospel today offers that rich young man an offer, you know, to leave his comfort zone and to follow him, to get down and dirty. A Christian who is clean and off to the sidelines is not a good Christian. As Christians, we have to be involved with the people. We have to stand in solidarity with others. We have to be Jesus, flesh and blood of God, to others in our world today. And by standing on the sidelines, being clean and not getting involved, that's not the proper response that Jesus calls us to follow him. So in the gospel, Jesus offers this rich young man, you know, "Go, you've done good." He's doing good. He's following all the commandments. But in a way, if we just follow the commandments, that's a very clean version of Christianity. We're not getting down and dirty. No, we're remaining in complacent in a way because there's always more to do. We can't remain content with just following the rules. We have to get in and work and get our hands dirty because God did it in the incarnation. And so Jesus offers that rich young man, but because of his possessions, what happens? He says, "No, I have so many things. How can I get rid of them?" And but Jesus offers the same to Oscar. He offered the same thing to Oscar Romero. No, he goes, Oscar Romero, leave your comfort zone and come follow me. Oscar Romero said yes. The rich young man said no. Oscar Romero is a saint. The rich young man, we don't even know his name. And he's disdained because he said no to Christ. Where do we fall in all this? Are we going to say yes to the Lord's offer to follow him? The Lord's offer to follow him is not easy. It's one of sacrifice. It's one of selling what we have, leaving our comfort zones, and getting our hands dirty. A Christian with clean hands is not a good Christian, because there's always more to do to build the kingdom of God here on earth. Oscar Romero realized that, and so he stood in solidarity with the poor. But he did not forget from when all this, you know, when he underwent his conversion, he went back to his roots where he came from, and therefore he found his true identity in Christ. May we, through his intercession, the intercession of our new saint, Saint Oscar Romero, may we never forget where we came from and always remain dependent, not on ourselves, not on our riches, not on our power, not on our status, but may we always depend on God's goodness towards us. Amen.